Back at it in the conversation now. When you look at what drives people to vote, well, we'd ask people in Iowa, but we can't get any information out of Iowa. We have no idea why they vote or who they voted for. And when we'll get the results, nobody knows. It's chaos, pure chaos. Great, right? Joining me now is Stephen Moore. Stephen Moore has been keeping a close eye on the economy. One of the great things that the president should be talking about as we head toward the State of the Union this evening, I think, are the positive numbers. Iowa, for example, has a 3.3% unemployment rate. Stephen, welcome back. Stephen, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Steve. By the way, you know, this is just like the Democrats, isn't it? That everybody's a winner. Everybody gets a trophy.
I hadn't thought of that. That's beautiful. Everybody gets a ribbon. We got one for you and one for you. And don't you look pretty tonight, you little princess. Good Lord. Well, Pete Buttigieg has declared himself the winner, although we don't have any numbers to back that up yet. Bernie's...
don't you understand, Steve? They're all winners.
Well, exactly. But here's... I don't know that they're all winners because there is one thing that seems to be trickling out, and that is that Joe Biden underperformed badly in many, many places. Joe Biden could end up not being in the top three, and if Bernie Sanders won and Joe Biden is not in the top three, that is a nightmare scenario for the Democrats, is it not?
I believe so. I mean, look... You know, you're talking about a field of candidates that is, you know, extraordinarily left. I mean, these people make people like Michael Dukakis and George McGovern look like raging conservatives. And it's sad, by the way. I don't say this with any joy, actually. I mean, the wacko left-wing takeover of the Democratic Party at the base is really something to be concerned about. I mean, this is the United States of America. It's not about giving free things to people and, you know, raising taxes through the roof and, you know, we believe in individual responsibility. We believe people work hard. If they work hard, they get ahead. You pull yourself up from your bootstraps. And this idea that, you know, we're going to spend, by the way, you know, under Bernie Sanders' plan, $100 trillion of spending over the next 20 years. I mean, if people are concerned, I'm asked a lot about, what about these Trump deficits? Are you embarrassed by them? I said, yeah, the deficit's way too high. But, you know, liberals have a lot. They're what, you know, being hypocritical when they're backing candidates that have, you know, trillions and trillions of dollars in new spending. So
sure.
It's a mess on the Democratic side. And the only one who, you know, could even masquerade as a centrist is Biden. And if you're right and he finishes third, fourth, fifth place, that tells you that
the wheels are off. I mean, that's it. The wheels have come off the Biden campaign. Let's be honest. They haven't been hanging on by much recently. I mean, the gaffes, and they're not the typical Joe Biden gaffes. The gaffes of being older, and it looks like he's lost a step. And I'm not saying that to be mean-spirited. It just is what it is, and he doesn't seem to be sharp.
It is interesting, isn't it, when you compare Trump? You know, because Trump's, what, 72, 73?
Yeah, 73.
70. I mean, but, you know, it's night and day. I worked for Trump during the campaign, spent a lot of time with him. I mean, the guy's like a freak of nature. He works 20 hours a day, sleeps 4 hours a day. You know, I've never seen anything like him. I'm 20 years younger than he is. I couldn't possibly keep up with him. And, you know, just the vibrancy of the two, you know, between Biden and Trump is, you know, just very noticeable.
So let me ask you, the State of the Union is tonight, and you've got these crazy ideas from Bernie Sanders, which is the nightmare scenario for Democrats, like calling for a federal takeover of electrical production. That was in Politico yesterday. You know, Bernie called for
the... he wants to do what?
The federal takeover of all electricity production in America. I mean, you know, take over the utilities of America does.
Yeah, well, why not? They've done such a good job with the school system and with the healthcare system. Might as well have the government run the energy system, too, you know?
Right. I think the message for the president ought to be what his second Super Bowl ad was, which is our economy is great. Our nation is strong. Our defenses are up. We're doing great. We're moving forward. And the best is yet to come. I think he should not talk about impeachment. I think he should skip any references to it. I mean, the acquittal will come on Wednesday. Joe Manchin now floating the idea, the senator from West Virginia, of a censure instead of any vote on removal. We'll see where that goes. But I think the president should go to the positive. There's a lot of positive to talk about, isn't there?
Where do you start?
I mean, yeah.
That's the economy in, you know, at least 30 years. Think about it, Steve. We have the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years, the lowest inflation rate in 50 years, the lowest interest rates in 50 years, the highest wage gains in 30 years. We've got 7 million surplus jobs, which is, by the way, I don't know what the population of Michigan is, but probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 7-8 million people. That's how many surplus jobs we have in America, the entire population of Michigan. By the way, people, I was looking at the latest Fox poll, shows people feel very good about the U.S. position in the world, too. I mean, in terms of our foreign policy, we are not at risk of being at war. I mean, this is peace and prosperity. Yeah, that's a pretty good thing to run on.
I'd say that's a pretty good place. Michigan's at about 10 million, but the point is well taken. 7-8 million surplus jobs. I mean, that's an enormous amount. It's more than the entire population of Wisconsin, I'll tell you that, which, yeah. You know, and look at what the Democrats are doing. They've gone to Wisconsin for their convention coming up in July, and they've selected the Michigan governor to give the response to the State of the Union. These are all obvious and desperate bids to try to attract attention back to these two states that they lost badly because they lost the middle class, and they're not getting them back with, hey, let's nationalize the electric company.
Well, look, you know, I had a piece in the Wall Street Journal a week or two ago pointing out that, one of the things that almost all the Democrats, including what I call the four killer bees, Buttigieg, Bloomberg, Biden, and Bernie, are all running on eliminating American oil and gas production. I mean, really, Steve, is that, like, completely crazy, insane crazy?
Yeah, that's stupid.
We have 8 million Americans who are employed directly or indirectly in the oil and gas fields. And in fact, and by the way, you can't produce a lot of cars if you don't have gasoline. only about 2% of the cars.
Well, just heating your home and so forth and everything else and cooking your food and silly little things like that. Stephen Moore, I got to leave it there, but greatly appreciate you as always. Senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, economic consultant with FreedomWorks, also worked for the Trump campaign and transition team and has his finger connected to just about everything. Stephen Moore, greatly appreciate you as always.
All right, Steve. Take care.
Thank you so much. All right, quick break. Some final thoughts for this edition of the Steve Gruber Show right after this.
Are over, but the Roxor sale keeps rolling. Get $1,000 off 2019 models. No payments for 90 days. 2019 base models start at $15,999, but you can also combine that with special Roxor financing for additional savings. So, whether you want to hit the trails or put it to work, it's even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. Hurry into your Roxor dealer today. Restrictions apply. See your local dealer or visit RoxorOffroad.com/offers for complete details.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.